Hey, you're back. I was expecting you back a little earlier, but it's okay. I figured you got caught up. Hey, what's with the face? Oh no, honey, come on, sit down. Oh no, honey, come on, sit down. Tell me what's going on. Look, I'll make a deal with you. I won't cause a big fuss about you yet again keeping things to yourself. You're a private person, and I understand. And I will forego the usual digging and prodding and complaining until you eventually tell me. If you will sit down, take off your shoes and your jacket, and then come lay on the bed with me and turn your brain off for 5 minutes. I think you can give me 5 minutes. Please. There we go, that's better. You can put your head any way you like, darling. Just get comfortable. Yep, you can prop it there on my stomach, that's fine. No, you're not too heavy. Just close your eyes. Turn that mind off. When I am done, you have full permission to stress out about the 101 things that you still have to do. But for now, you are here with me, and all I want you to do is just listen. That requires absolutely no thought at all. So just empty your mind for 5 minutes. Never you mind what I'm going to do. Just feel my hand on the back of your neck, just there, just below the hairline. Just feel my fingers stroking. The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. The desert was the apotheosis of all deserts, huge, standing to the sky for what might have been parsecs in all directions, white, blinding, waterless, without features save for the faint, cloudy haze of the mountains which sketched themselves on the horizon, and the devil grass, which brought sweet dreams, nightmares, death. An occasional tombstone sign pointed the way. For once the drifted track that cut its way through the thick crust of alkali had been a highway, and coaches had followed it. The world had moved on since then. The world had emptied. The gunslinger walked stolidly, not hurrying, not loathing. A hide water bag was slung around his middle like a bloated sausage. It was almost full. He had progressed through the Kef over many years, and had reached the fifth level. At seventh or eighth, he would not have been thirsty. He could have watched his own body dehydrate with clinical, detached attention, watering its crevices and dark inner hollows only when his logic told him it must be done. He was not seventh or eighth. He was fifth. So he was thirsty, although he had no particular urge to drink. In a vague way, all this pleased him. It was romantic. Below the water bag were his guns, finely weighted to his hand. The two belts crisscrossed above his crotch. The holsters were oiled too deeply for even this Philistine son to crack. The stocks of the guns were sandalwood yellow and finely grained. The holsters were tied down with a rawhide cord, and they swung heavily against his hips. The brass casings of the cartridges looped into the gun belts twinkled and flashed and heliographed in the sun. The leather made subtle creaking noises. The guns themselves made no noise. They had spilled blood. There was no need to make noise in the sterility of the desert. His clothes were the no colour of rain or dust. His shirt was open at the throat, with a rawhide thong dangling loosely in hand-punched eyelets. His pants were seam-stretched dungarees. He breasted a gently rising dune, although there was no sand here. The desert was hardpan, and even the harsh winds that blew when dark came raised only aggravating harsh dust like a scouring powder, and saw the kicked remains of a tiny campfire on the lee side, the side which the sun would quit earliest. Small signs like this, once more affirming the man in black's essential humanity, never failed to please him. His lips stretched in the pitted, flaked remains of his face. He squatted. He had burned the devil grass, of course. It was the only thing out here that would burn. It burned with a greasy, flat light, and it burned slow. Border dwellers had told him that devils lived even in the flames. They burned it, but would not look into the light. They said the devils hypnotized, beckoned, would eventually draw the one who looked into the fires. And the next man foolish enough to look into the fire might see you. The burned grass was crisscrossed in the now familiar ideographic pattern, and crumbled to grey senselessness before the gunslinger's prodding hand. There was nothing in the remains but a charred scrap of bacon, which he ate thoughtfully. It had always been this way. The gunslinger had followed the man in black across the desert for 2 months now, across the endless, screamingly monotonous purgatorial wastes, and had yet to find spoor other than the hygienic, sterile ideographs of the man in black's campfires. He had not found a can, a bottle, or a water bag. The gunslinger had left four of those behind, like dead snakeskins.
No, don't move. I'm well aware you fell asleep. I let you. I stand fully guilty and will accept any reprimand. But for now, please don't move. Just stay here. Because you're warm and you are relaxed. Just keep your arms around me. No, I swear to God, if you move now, I will turn you into the little spoon. Do not make the threat lightly. Just turn over and say, just curl your body around mine. I'm small enough, there is going to be plenty of room. Just pull those arms around me. You can squeeze a little harder, I'm not going to break. Everything seems to matter a lot less when it's just two people in a warm bed with absolutely no desire to move. You can hold me for as long as you need to. I have nowhere to go. Nowhere to be. You can rest here. Can even close your eyes again. You can rest here with me in your arms for as long as you like. I like the way your body fits against mine. It brings peace and safety. And also somewhere warm to put my cold feet. Oh, come on, I couldn't resist. No. Okay, I'll behave. Just close your eyes again. And hold me and just let whatever the hell. Just close your eyes again. Just close your eyes again. And feel my hand resting on the back of yours. It's so much smaller. Feel me starting to breathe with you. My own arms getting tighter around yours. My breathing encouraging yours to slow. You can take your time here. This is the safe space. The quiet place. Just drift with me.